Welcome to Just a Minute. Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting personalities who are going to play Just a Minute. And they are, seated on my right, Paul Merton and Josie Lawrence, and seated on my left, Charles Brandreth and Catherine Ryan. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me, it's Hayley Sterling. She's going to help me with the score, and she will blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And we're going to begin the show this week with Paul Merton. Paul, the subject here is A&E. Tell us something about that controversial subject in this game, starting now.
Well, they're two of my favourite vowels, A&E. You can keep the rest for your money-fixated IOU. What's that all about? A&E! Beautiful! That's A&E for you in the middle of a word. A&E. When we hear those two vowel sounds, we sometimes think of people in the north being looking at something they don't quite understand. E-I-O. And so we now look towards the horizon.
Charles, Charles.
E-I-O.
Yes, absolutely right.
Repetition of
yeah,
O.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
I-O-U-A-I-O.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah.
Well listened. Yep. So, Giles, another point to you with the correct challenge. A&E is with you, and there are 39 seconds available, starting now.
A and E normally stands for accident and emergency, and certainly there usually is one of those when I turn up with a grandchild at that place in the hospital late at night because there has been something called colic. And the remedy that we have at home, which is old-fashioned, because we still use Dr. Spock, despite that strange series about him on television and indeed in the movies, we do not have the correct remedies, and so we consequently go to meet the doctors there at A&E, and how charming they look. Because though you no longer see people looking like, as we wanted, James Robertson Justice, there is always a...
Oh. The whistle went as you finished, so you've gained that extra point. And Catherine Ryan, you're new to the show.
Yes.
Welcome. So this is the first time for you to speak, and we've got a subject here which I'm sure you'll be... Oh, yes, with your Canadian background, I'm sure. Maple syrup. Yes. So will you tell us something about maple syrup in this game, starting now?
OK. Maple syrup.
Can I interrupt you immediately?
Uh-oh.
When I say now, you start immediately. You don't... Otherwise, one of them will eventually have you for hesitation.
Sure.
All right. So we'll start again. I say...
It's Canadian custom to pause respectfully when maple syrup is mentioned.
And I will... Given a bonus point for a very good response. There we are. And thank you for the respect that you've shown the chairman as well.
Yes, always. On Canada
so,
Day, no less.
We'll start again. 60 seconds. Maple syrup, Catherine, starting now.
Maple syrup is very important in Canada. It is a natural sugar substitute that comes from trees. And, of course, you know, there's a global strategic reserve held in Quebec, and it's worth 30 million pounds. That's just in case the world supply goes wrong. And there was a famous heist in 2011 where people plotted to steal the syrup and sell it on the internet. And it was a global organization, and they took it over about a year until a local person exclaimed that there was too much traffic on the road around midnight. They were taking the barrels, which they knew were worth 13 times the price of crude oil, and replacing them with water. And only a quarter of the maple syrup was recovered in Ontario, New Brunswick, and in America. But none of the thieves so far have been put to justice. A few have been tried, but they haven't been able to get them. It was a big deal in Canada because...
Well, that doesn't often happen in our show. Somebody comes on for the first time, takes the subject, on her first attempt goes for the full 60 seconds.
That's brilliant.
And so you get a point for speaking where the whistle went. You get a bonus point for not being interrupted.
I think it's quite... I think it's terribly patronising, if anything.
Yeah, that's how we are towards Canadians in this country.
And... Giles, we're back with you to begin.
Oh.
The subject, the pyramids.
Oh, yes.
tell us something about the pyramids in this game, starting now.
When I was on my maple syrup tour of Canada back in the 1960s, I went to an extraordinary concert in Ontario where the pyramids were performing. They were a remarkable beach band, as I recall, and after the entertainment, I met Skip Mercier, the man who founded the group, and introduced me to some of his amazing music. The noise he made...
Paul Shannon.
Did you say, amazing music, Did you not hear that, Nicholas? Did it not reach you?
No. And I'm closer to him than you are.
Didn't hear.
Are you saying a hesitation then?
Yeah. No.
The pace he was going.
He was humming the tune. That was it.
I'm amazed that he not slip up.
Absolutely.
An incorrect challenge.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll sound a point to you for that. 37 seconds are still available. The pyramids are starting now.
As I recall, their great instrumental was called Penetration, which was considered quite a shocking title at the time. They were the shadows of North America. And there in maple syrup land, I have to... Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Repetition of maple syrup.
You know what they say about maple syrup? It gives and it takes away.
It just gets everywhere, doesn't it, that maple
everywhere.
Syrup? Oh, lordy,
well,
lordy.
Well, it got to you then, Giles.
It did.
You repeated it.
I did.
And, Josie, you came in first.
Yes,
and,
repetition of maple syrup.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So, Josie, another point to you, and you've got the subject. The pyramids, 25 seconds, by the way, starting now.
I've been absolutely fascinated by the pyramids for a long time. Apparently, their shape reflects the rays of the sun. The original pyramids in Egypt were white with gold tips. But the reason I love pyramids so much is they let the flavour of the tea flood out. It's an amazing invention when you dip...
Josie was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and she's taken the lead at the end of that round. Paul, we're back with you to begin. The subject now is the X Factor. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
The letter X is one of the most versatile of all the letters, I suppose. It can indicate no publicity if you mark an X in the pool's coupon box that used to be, or indeed it can suggest something sexual. X-rated films designed for adults only. Espresso Bongo was the name of such a picture which tried to indicate to its audience that there was going to be some heavy action happening within it. And of course, it was corruption of the real word, which should have been espresso. But you still find people today use the thing that was once used as...
Josie, you challenged.
Repetition of used.
Oh, yes, very quickly.
But you did go for 40 seconds. Well,
that's
done, Paul. Right. So there's 20 seconds left, Josie. You have a correct challenge. You get a point for that. And you take over the subject of the X Factor. 20 seconds starting now.
Of course, when I think of the X Factor, it's the TV show with Simon Cowell in his high-waisted trousers, Louis Walsh and those two other girls, one called Cheryl, who keeps changing.
Paul Challis.
Well, you mentioned Simon Cowell and Louis Walsh, and then you said two other girls. So...
non-gender specific. You see, I've never seen what's underneath the high-waisted trousers.
A very clever way of trying to get out of it, but technically speaking, and for logic, I'm afraid, which we do deal with here in just a minute, it is not correct. So Paul does have a correct challenge, and he has 15 seconds still available. The X Factor, Paul, starting now.
X's mean kisses in today's day and age. If you get a birthday card from an aged relative and there's a whole row of X's, one...
Giles challenge.
X's.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The multiple X's as opposed to the X Factor.
X Factor is singular, and he's gone for the plural. There's someone who's played the game a few times before, isn't it? Right. So, Giles, the correct challenge, a point to you, of course, and you have 6 seconds still, if you want it. The X Factor starting now.
As the founder of the National Scrabble Championships, I'm very aware of the X Factor and its power, giving that letter 8 points in the game.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Giles Brandreth. And who is it to begin now? Oh, it's Josie. Oh, this is an erudite subject.
What?
I think you may know something about it, though, Josie. Schrodinger's cat.
What?
Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger.
Schrodinger. Hmm. Is that the right pronunciation?
Schrodinger, Schwinger, Schwinger.
All right. Oh, she knows about it, I hope. 60 seconds, anyway, starting now.
Funnily enough, I do know about Schrodinger's cat because I played the title role in Hapgood by Tom Stoppard, and a lot of it was all about the effects of quantum physics. Now, Schrodinger was a philosopher, a scientist. He had all these intellectual mates, and they were sitting around a table one day, and he said, "I've got a thought experiment. Now imagine a cat, and I'm going to put him in a metal box with a Geiger counter, a little knocky metal thing, a piece of radioactive material, and a glass bottle containing poison. At some point, one of the atoms will start to decay. Then the hammer will knock the file, the toxins will be released, and the little poor cat will die. But is he alive or is he dead until this little..."
Oh. Oh, Paul.
I know, it's a shame, isn't it?
I did, for those few seconds, say I'm bloody clever, though.
Yeah, you did. Well, we did have in quick succession, is he alive or is he dead? So
we did before.
Oh,
and so I have to give it to you, but what I'm going to do is, because there's only 2 seconds to go...
Well, give it to Josie and give it to me, and that's Schrodinger's cat, isn't it?
Now, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to give a bonus point to Josie because she went for 58 seconds. But you had... we've got to play the game properly.
Oh, gosh,
Paul,
yes.
You had a correct challenge, and... and by the way, Josie, that was fascinating.
It was, wasn't it?
You didn't waste your time in that play, did you?
I didn't, and I was so good in the role as well.
So you've got 2 seconds if you want it, Paul, on Schrodinger's cat, starting now.
"I'll kill that cat," said Schrodinger as he picked up.
So, Paul Merton speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's equal with Catherine Ryan in second place, and equal leaders at the moment are Josie Lawrence and Giles Brandreth. Catherine, we're back with you to begin, and the subject is My Brush with the Law. I don't know whether you've got any personal experiences to share with us, but try and go in just a minute on that, starting now.
I've never had a brush with the law. I respect authority, and I really hate to get in trouble. I'd be up all night worrying if I thought that I'd upset someone. Though in my youth, when I drove in Canada, because everyone needs that mode of transportation or else you're not getting anywhere, we haven't really got buses. I would speed a lot on my way to work. I worked for my father, and he really hated it when I was tardy.
Oh, Giles, your chance.
Well, really, I'm going to challenge on hesitation, but I should have challenged early when she said, "in my youth," implying that was in the past. She...
Do you know why I hesitated, Giles? Is because I repeated "work," and I didn't want to out myself for having repeated it, but I really hate to be in trouble, and I respect authority so much, so I just got really upset about that.
Now, they're a bit generous to you on that, Catherine, but it didn't matter... Giles, it was a correct challenge. You've got him with 35 seconds to go.
What was the subject again? Sorry?
Don't tell him.
Schrodinger's cat.
Don't tell him.
Schrodinger's cat.
Let him bluff it.
Giles, I've been playing the game long enough for you to know that I always repeat the subject.
Always
repeat
the subject, yeah.
And the subject is My Brush with the Law, starting now.
My brush with the law might have occurred when, unfortunately, I confused Schrodinger's cat for Mrs. Slocum's pussy. But the truth of the matter is this, ladies and gentlemen. As I have no doubt repeated before, once upon a time I was a member of Parliament and now I work for the British Broadcasting Corporation, so many of my friends have indeed been arrested. My only brush with the law thus far has been when I did dress up as a policeman, hoping when I was a boy to be an extra in Dixon of Dock Green. This was a drama about detectives and coppers set in a place in a suburb of London, starring a wonderful actor...
So, Giles Brandreth speaking then as the whistle went. Gained that extra point. He's taken the lead ahead of all the others. And, Giles, actually, it's your turn to begin.
Oh, Lord.
And the subject, a little bit more down market now, brownies. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I'm happy to talk to you about brownies because this is the subject where my psychiatrist tells me the trouble really began. As a small boy, my parents felt that Cub Scouts were the place for me. I was sure the brownies is where I really belonged. I loved the look of the uniform, and I had once met Agnes Baden-Powell, the sister of the founder of a glorious international movement. And originally, brownies were called rosebuds back in 1914 when the whole thing got off the ground. And I considered myself to be a natural brownie. I had a pixie look, a slightly brown, furtive face. I thought, this is what I'm going to be, a little fairy boy dressed in this beautiful brown...
And Paul Challenge.
You must be very well pleased the way it's turned out.
So, Paul, that deserves a bonus point. A bonus point for Paul for that. But have you got a challenge within the rules adjustment?
No, I don't think I need one particularly, but... No, I don't have a challenge.
No, you can retire on that round of applause. Giles, you were interrupted, so you get another point, actually. And you've got 19 seconds still on brownies starting now.
The joy of joining the brownies is that we were taught to make brownies as well. A delicious food done with maple syrup can be quite extraordinary to the taste. It is a Canadian version of that sweet meat and really crunchy, but with a kind of North American tang to it that takes you out of the forest where the wild bears are.
So Giles is storming ahead. Another point for speaking as the whistle went. He's increased his lead at the end of the round. And Paul, we're back with you to begin. Oh, the lion's share. Ooh. You tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I went to see the musical The Lion King some time ago after quite a heavy lunch. And as I was sleeping away in the theatre, I was suddenly woken by the antics on the stage as one character said to the title-named person, "We thought you were dead in our story." And I suddenly realised I didn't really... Oh.
Josie, yes.
Realise,
yes.
Although I didn't actually say realise, so that's so that's a wrong challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, but you challenged repetition.
Well, lady can change her mind.
You can't, actually. You came in just a fraction too soon. I know you're sitting next to him and you anticipated what he was going to do, but within the rules of just a minute, I'm afraid I have to give the benefit of the doubt to Paul.
OK.
It's not a very popular decision, but it's true, isn't it?
It's true.
Josie, we'll give you a bonus because you were pretty close, but you didn't get it right. Paul, you were interrupted before you got there, and you get a point for being interrupted. And you have 42 seconds on the lion's share starting now.
I'd had too much pudding, that was the trouble. That had sent me into a deep slumber. As I saw creme brulee upon CB, I realised I was stuffing...
Josie got in this time.
Repetition of realised.
Yes.
No, he can put it down. He can put his arm
realized
down.
Realised is the word I didn't say last
time. It's true. I realise that now. Sorry, Paul.
So he was interrupted again.
Like,
so Paul was still with you.
Yep.
And you still got the lion's share. Yeah. You still have 33 seconds.
Really? It seems to be going on for a long time.
Starting now.
On safari, I looked at the lions as they tucked into the antelope. There was one particular that had more than his fair share. He thrust aside his brothers and sisters and chomped into the already dead meat. I averted my eyes, but I had to look again. I was employed as a hunter. I was there to keep the rest of us safe. Suddenly, the lion looked me straight in the eyes. I could see the sweat palpitating in my very throat as he grabbed me by the legs and pulled my trousers off and ran off into the forest, wearing my jeans, I said.
So Paul, with his jeans in the forest in a lion's mouth, gained an extra point for speaking as the whistle went. He's now equal with Josie Lawrence in third place. Catherine's in second place. Out in the lead still is Giles Brandreth. And Josie, it's your turn to begin. Getting to know you.
Ooh!
You all right, darling? Getting to know you is the subject. Talk on it. 60 seconds starting now.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you feel the same way about me. These were the lyrics to a song I know very well, because for 9 months I played Mrs. Anna in The King and I at the London...
Paul, your chance.
Did you have to shave your head?
No.
Isn't that the musical where you have to shave your head?
Mrs. Anna, the king shaves his head.
Oh!
Actually, I did, but I wore a wig.
Yeah, yeah.
So, have we cleared up your mystery, Paul?
I'm satisfied now.
Right, OK. Incorrect challenge, Josie. You still have the subject. 42 seconds available. Getting to know you, starting now.
Elaine Page was the first person to play, but then I took...
Paul, challenge.
Well, that's not true, is it? Elaine Page wasn't the first person
at the London Palladium.
Oh, you see, you didn't add that bit.
I'd already said it.
She did say at the London Palladium.
Oh, OK,
she
fine, yes.
Sure, she played the part at the London
that
Palladium.
Wouldn't, yes, sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. First person to play, yeah. Yeah. At the London Palladium.
Incorrect challenge. Oh, Catherine, you challenge.
But is there a repetition in played?
Yes, there was, but we can't have retrospective challenges.
What does take?
Okay. You want me to break the rules and give her a point?
Yeah. don't break the rules.
Be careful what you vote for, won't you?
Exactly.
So I don't know what I do now because I'm going to. It's going to be a murder and hospitality later.
It takes me a bit longer. This is a ruthless game. Yeah. I don't like to interrupt.
Can I give it to Catherine?
Of course you can.
Oh, please don't.
No, darling, you haven't played the game. They're going to be generous because you haven't played the game.
Oh.
And you were correct challenge. You got another point, and you have 37 seconds if you wanted. Getting to know you, starting now.
I was also in The King and I as a dancer. We did a lot of musical theater in my small town called Sarnia. I always wanted to be the girl, a beautiful woman, but never was I cast that way. I was a guard that came along to chase Eliza down the river. Poor Eliza, who will save her? Oh, yeah.
Paul challenge.
A repetition of Eliza.
Yes, poor Eliza, right.
I thought that was My Fair Lady, Eliza.
No, she's one of the...
Oh!
Who will save her? Only Buddha.
In the ballet. In the ballet. Uncle Tom's game.
Well, I'm so sorry I missed this.
It's all right.
you can see me on YouTube singing Getting to Know You, by the way.
So have we finished...
We can see you on the tube singing.
Yeah. That's how I make most of my money.
You're a busker.
Right, end of the theatrical banter.
I've never heard it called that before.
Who challenged?
I did.
Right, Paul. And 19 seconds are available. Getting to know you, starting now.
In this day and age, there are many different ways that people can get to know each other via social media, or maybe the old-fashioned method of going to a pub or a restaurant and meeting somebody face to visage. At this point, you can talk to somebody and say, I can see by the colour.
Oh, just.
A repetition of somebody.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Just there he goes again. 4 seconds to go. Correct challenge, Giles. Getting to know you, starting now.
Playing strip poker is an extraordinary way of getting to know you.
So at the end of that round, Giles was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point, and he's increased his lead at the end of the round. Catherine Ryan, we're back with you to begin. Buffalo wings. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Buffaloes don't have wings, but there's a delicious chicken snack which is fried and coated in sauce, and it originated in the city within New York. I worked in a restaurant called Hooters, and I can tell you that in 1983, there were 6 businessmen in Tampa, Florida, who wanted a sports bar where there was that kind of food and beer and really nice ladies to serve it to them, and that was one of the main dishes on our menu. We had to know all about it. We had mild, medium, hot Zimbabwe. Don't know what's up with that. We also had Three Mile Island.
A hesitation.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm afraid.
Well, it's been a long time. I'm a very old man now.
Anyway, you did go for 40 seconds. Well done, Catherine.
Thanks.
Paul, you got in with 20 seconds to go on buffalo wings, starting now.
Show me at a home with a buffalo roam and I'll show you a house full of crap. Now, this was a song written by the great country and western singer Joe Sullivan in 1948, and his band Buffalo Wings took over the whole of Louisiana that year. There wasn't a single musician in the entire area who wasn't enthralled by the sound of this mighty band. Buffalo!
Oh, Giles Chandler.
Band or repetition
band, yes.
Of.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Giles, you're getting very clever at getting in with just half a second to go. And so we're going to give it to you, another point, and half a second to go on Buffalo Wings starting now.
Buffalo Wings made of mozzarella.
Right. So Giles Brandon speaking as a whistle when gained an extra point. And we're moving into the final round. So as we move into the final round, trailing a little in fourth place, which she's never played the game, but her contribution so far has been amazing, is Catherine Ryan. She's a few points behind Josie Lawrence, who's 1 point behind Paul Merton, and he's 3 or 4 points behind our leader, who is still Giles Brandreth. And Giles, it happens to be your turn to begin. Machiavelli is the subject. So can you tell us something about that erudite subject in this game, starting now?
I know nothing about the black arts of Machiavelli, although I was once a Member of Parliament, but so unsuccessful was I that the people spoke and got rid of me. I knew I had contempt for my constituents, but it came as a shock to the system to find the feeling was entirely mutual. The Prince! The great volume by Niccolo Machiavelli, the 15th century Florentine philosopher and statesman, I would have been wiser, even had I watched the television series House of Cards, originally with Ian Richardson, but subsequently with that wonderful American actor Kevin Spacey. Machiavelli's techniques would have been mine, and I would have been able to confide to the mirror in the morning who I was going to stab in the back or the front or up the jacksie that day. Yes, I think Machiavelli is the man of the moment, or indeed possibly the woman of our time, because there can be female Machiavellas as well. The world will soon be run entirely by those who used to be...
So George Brandes was in speaking as a whistle when gained an extra point for doing so, and also gets a bonus point because he was not interrupted. He went for the full 60 seconds. And I said at the beginning of the round he was in the lead. He's now increased his lead, and he's turned out to be our winner, Giles Brandreth. So, it only remains me to say thank you to these four fine players of the game, Paul Merton, Josie Lawrence, Catherine Ryan, and Giles Brandreth. I thank Hayley Sterling, who's helped me keep the score and blown her whistle so delicately when the 60 seconds elapsed. We thank Matt Strong, who is our producer and director. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. From me, Nicholas Parsons, and everyone else, tune in again the next time we take to the air and we play Just a Minute!
Just a Minute was a BBC Studios production. And don't forget, you can download Just a Minute and take it with you via the BBC iPlayer radio app.